from Oroville, 10th of August, 2007. Marlenka on microphone. Coordination, Andrea. Interviews by Future School Students Team.
News from Oroville, 13th of August, 2005. The news is selected from News and Notes number 100. On the microphone is Veronica Stansby. In the studio is Anne Riquet and Perumal. Coordination, Andrea Tazari.
It was on the 10th of August in 2005 that a very small beginning took place in a very small space with a bare minimum of equipment and two dedicated people determined to create community radio in Oroville. And with the grace of the divine and long hours of hard work, they succeeded. Today, Oroville Radio has hugely progressed, although the studio space, shortage of equipment, and personnel continues to be lacking. However, more than 8,000 people tune in monthly worldwide to a variety of programs, interviews, music, and news in English, Tamil, French, and Spanish. Initiative and goodwill are in abundance, as well as ideas for growth and expansion. It is with joy and gratitude that Oroville Radio News marks its second birthday. The following interview was created and executed by Ashwin, Vinay, and a few other teenagers studying at Future School after an initial course in radio with a minimum of theory and an emphasis on hands-on technique. Deha Shakti Sports is the subject of this interview, in which some of the students give voice to their experiences, and Eve explains the importance of all-round training of the body, and music is artfully woven throughout all.
Football,
Prince of Pop,
basketball,
Bain softball and cuckoo,
volleyball, circulation ball,
basketball, softball, dodgeball, and football.
Deha Shakti Sports Program is program we offer as part of the overall education in Oroville. It's a physical education which, as Mother has emphasized, is as important as the education of the other beings, other parts. So the physical education has to be done regularly. We do it over 5 days from Monday to Friday, and we offer all the activities, that is games, gymnastics, athletics and swimming, to the students of Oroville.
Where I live in Aspiration Community. I like to do basketball, softball, dodgeball, and king on the fourth.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm fine that Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down.
I think Eve can say a little.
One of the aspects is the integral aspect of what we do in physical education. We don't specialize in any sports in particular. All the sports or all the activities are as important as the other one. And what is behind the fact that you don't specialize in any activity is the main purpose of that is to building strength and stamina and everything else is the it works at the level of the cells, where the fact that you don't specialize in something, the fact that you expand in many different horizons creates more neurons, more links between the cells, and that helps for the study in school because you have more connection, more things, then you have more possibilities, more flexibilities, and you have greater ability to learn.
Between his brain and his tail, and if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose.
I'm mom, I'm 12 years old, and I study in transition school, and my favorite games are basketball,
softball, dodgeball, and football.
Of course, mother, when she started that program, she had already started to talk about that in the 50s, 1950s. But then scientific studies caught up with that only in the 1970s, 1980s. There are scientific studies saying what are the benefits of doing an all-round development instead of doing a very specific developed program. And that's what we emphasize here. We're doing a program of physical education, and that is what it is.
A swinging, a bench of ball and cuckoo.
My name is Namu. Well, I'm 9 years old. I like to do basketball, football, volleyball, circulation ball, dodgeball, King in the Fortress. I like all the games.
See, as a child, you want to expand the horizon. You want to create as many possibilities. Yeah, we have in games, you have softball, volleyball, basketball, handball, futsal, football. For small kids, you have a lot of games like five ball games, flag game, English ball, circulation ball, dodgeball, all the athletics events, and fitness. We divide the year in phases. We have usually four phases during the year. And in each of the phases, the emphasis is on different aspects. So the first one is just to start coming back from school, where you play more games, and then you start going into the athletics season. Then the focus is more on athletics. Then it's team sports. And then it finishes more with the individual sports at the end of the year. Then the weekly schedule is divided depending on, we have 6 groups according to age, and then, you know, we divide the daily schedule into the various games that are available or the things that we can do, we can offer.
I'm Pierre Saronen. I'm 19 years old. In Dao Shakti Sports, I'm teaching the kids. So I start hit the small kids first, and then I feel that it's too difficult, and then I change to teach the big kids. It's quite easy to teach them. Many things that you can learn from them. It's wonderful. I like sports to do every day, but quite I like athletic sports.
And as I teach this, I also learn a lot myself, because it's the same way. Just as children are dealing with the vital, with the mental education, I'm also dealing with my vital and my mental education, because every child is a different challenge. Every year it's a different challenge. So every group, different age groups are different. Their needs are different. Their demands are different. So for us teachers, every day it's a different challenge.
Hi, my name is Ashwin, and I'm a student here in Dao Shakti. As well, I teach to small kids. I'm 17 years old, and I'll be turning 18 soon. So the teachers have asked me also to teach part of my time, the small ones and also the big kids. And I've been doing, since I was 7, sports, and I really like doing Dao Shakti sports, and I enjoyed basically learning mostly all the games.
Hi, I'm Arvan. I'm 16. I'm from law school. I come to Dao Shakti twice a week. Once a week I do some stuff with the younger kids, teach them, I guess. And once a week, I play with the older group. would say I enjoy working with a younger group better because a lot of them are more motivated, and already at their age they have more skill than the older group. So, well, yeah, sure. I mean, you learn all the time when you're teaching. You're learning more than teaching. Of course. I always enjoyed playing sports, and I enjoy working with people, showing them how to do some things.
And we see a lot of them that benefit largely. We have had girls and boys, so we enjoy and we benefit largely with that. And to be with the children, I think, is the best thing, is one of the best works or jobs, you can call it, or whatever. At least for myself, I greatly enjoy working with children and seeing them really outgrow themselves, you know, take up challenges and really accomplish certain things in them, really doing very well, and that is a reward by itself to us.
I like Devi Shakti Force.
The working committee calls for a residents' assembly meeting on Monday, August 13th at 5 p.m. in Sawchu. Sri Aurobindo's birthday and India's Independence Day celebrations on Wednesday, 15th of August, at Bharat Nivas. After the hoisting of the national flag at 8 a.m. in Bharat Nivas, there will be a short cultural program by the students of some outreach schools. There will be a bonfire and meditation at the amphitheater of the Matramandir at 5:15 a.m. An Auroville festival in Russia will take place near Moscow from the 17th to 19th of August, and a two-hour presentation at the Indian Embassy in Moscow will take place on the 13th of August. The aim is to present the ideals of Auroville and the realities of the city today through prepared presentations, films, lectures, and interactive activities prepared by a team of Aurovillians. Classical homeopathy first aid kits with 32 remedies and a manual in English, German, or French are available again. Call Inner Health at Prayatna or call 262-3669.